It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1414, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, I'm going to spare you from talking about me and my background and my credentials because I already did that last week. So if you want to know more about that stuff, definitely check out last week's Q&A episode. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear today's audio question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I absolutely love your show. It's super motivating and very informative. I always listen to it on my way to work, and it's a daily like motivation to stay healthy on track, especially with working out and eating healthy. I love all the information you get. Okay, so now to my question. I am just curious if there are any side effects to using monk fruit sweetener and stevia sweetener, because I drink protein shakes. I use protein powder daily, and they both have monk fruit sweetener and stevia sweetener. I'm assuming they're the safest form of artificial sweetener. I'm just not sure if that they make you crave more things that are sweeter, because I have noticed I've been craving sweeter things, as well as if it affects your microbiome or if it affects your gut health in any negative way.
Hi, caller. Thank you so much for your kind words and for being a regular listener. It makes me so happy to know that you find the show so helpful. Now, I've shared this story before, but I'm going to share it again, because it's so perfect for this question. Years ago, when I served as a health educator for a weight loss program, I would always tell my patients that if they wanted to satisfy their sweet craving, diet soda and other foods with these alternative sweeteners were a good option. This was especially true for those with diabetes. Now, why would I recommend the consumption of artificial sweeteners? Well, it was because these foods typically had no or very few calories and no real sugar. This means they could consume as many sodas and sugar-free hard candies as they would like, and it would still satisfy their sweet craving, but we wouldn't have to worry about getting off track with their weight loss or blood sugar goals. But was this really the best advice? Well, there are so many artificial sweeteners available at your local market, it's hard to keep track. While some of them have been sold commercially for decades, others are rookies and newer to the game. But what we're learning is not all of these sugar substitutes are created equal. Get it? Because equal is one type of sugar substitute? Okay, I'll stop. Now, one of the sweeteners you asked about was monk fruit extract, so I'll start there. Now, monk fruit is an actual fruit, and it's naturally grown in China. Now, it has been used in China for hundreds of years as a natural remedy for things like the common cold, a sore throat, coughs, and congestion. Now, in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has labeled monk fruit extract as generally recognized as safe for human consumption. This means that there doesn't appear to be any major negative health effects associated with its consumption. But there are some other organizations that disagree with the FDA. For example, the Center for Science in the Public Interest believes monk fruit extract should be used with caution. This is because they believe there aren't enough human studies to know whether long-term use is safe. But we're going to come back to that idea a little later. Now, I should mention what monk fruit extract is. It's just what it sounds like. It's an extract from the monk fruit. Now, when we add this extract to our foods, it doesn't mean we're getting a fruit serving at the same time. Yes, it's derived from monk fruit, which is a fruit, but you're not getting an actual fruit serving. Instead, the extract is made up of these compounds called mogrosides. And it turns out these mogrosides make monk fruit extract taste 200 times sweeter than sugar. So, as you can imagine, monk fruit extract is becoming popular as a sugar substitute. And like many other sugar substitutes, it does contain zero calories. Next up, stevia. Now, stevia is sometimes called Rebiana. This sweetener comes in different forms, like Truvia, Purvia, and Sweetleaf. Now, each is a little different in their chemical compositions. Stevia itself comes from the leaves of the Yerba Dulce plant. For now, like monk fruit extract, stevia is also generally recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. This means that, at this time, there's not enough scientific evidence to show that stevia consumption may be harmful. But I should mention that there are some studies that have shown stevia may lead to genetic mutations, but these studies were performed in a lab and not with actual living humans. So when it comes to these alternative sweeteners and things like appetite and weight loss, what we do find is that these sugar substitutes add sweetness and they do save calories initially. But after consuming these zero-calorie sweeteners, some folks tend to make up for those calories by eating other sweet foods throughout the day. It's like these artificial sweeteners don't seem to satisfy the same way as regular sugar does. So when it comes to things like weight management, it turns out that these alternative sweeteners may not be all that effective. So here's what I would suggest. Right now, most health experts agree that sugar alcohols are safe to use on a regular basis. These would be things like sorbitol and mannitol. When it comes to stevia, it does seem to be quite safe as well. So stevia you could probably consume and really not worry about any harmful side effects. But when it comes to monk fruit extract, it might be worthwhile to consume it in small amounts for now until we know a bit more about it. I would feel more comfortable with monk fruit extract when, for example, the Center for the Science and the Public Interest agrees with the FDA that it is safe to consume. And again, don't be surprised if some of these alternative sweeteners don't satisfy your sweet tooth like you would imagine. So just be cautious if you find yourself craving sweet stuff even after using these substitutes. Now here's a statistic that's likely news to you. 40% of Americans report symptoms of anxiety or depression. Don't face these feelings alone. Get fast, personalized help from Brightside, right from your home. I have family and friends who suffer from anxiety and depression, and really, the best thing for them has been getting professional help. Now, you don't want to do it alone, and they've seen the most progress with outside help. Brightside offers help for the full spectrum of anxiety and depression conditions. So no matter what you're feeling, you'll get a treatment plan tailored to your specific needs on your schedule. Just go to brightside.com/OHD. Take a quick, free mental health assessment, and within 48 hours, you're connected with your expert provider to start your personalized treatment plan. And it's affordable with a flat monthly fee and no hidden costs. Join thousands of Brightside members taking back their lives. Take your free mental health assessment and get up to $100 credit on your first month of treatment at brightside.com/OHD. That's brightside.com/OHD. brightside.com/OHD. Thank you so much again for the question, caller. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email it to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question, just like today's caller did, by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. Now, when you do it on the web like this, you can listen back and do retakes before sending your question in. And lastly, you could submit your question in the Spotify app, right there in this episode. Thank you again so much for sending me your questions. I love listening to and reading them and getting to respond to them. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you also for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. And I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.